Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Most of the mistakes you make with drugs or alcohol, you make them when you're young, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Feeling it out.
And there's peer pressure from other people your age.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What makes the story different is the age part of it, because the victims of this mistake, they're kids.
Mm.
The person allegedly responsible for the mistake, not so much.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We have not been to Holly.
Oh, yeah. Nice area.
Forget about Holly.
Good people out that way.
Oh, maybe not one. It's where we find a 29-year-old woman who is in some serious trouble.
What'd she do?
There is an investigation into this woman thanks to an alleged incident involving her and two 15-year-old boys. Police say the 29-year-old woman provided the 15-year-olds with, and I quote, an unknown substance to smoke.
Oh, well, that could be just about anything.
Yeah.
It would be unknown. So the 15-year-old kids smoked this substance with the 29-year-old woman, according to police. And after, the 15-year-olds became unresponsive.
Oh, my Jesus.
That's terrifying.
So now you got a situation.
Yeah. Yep.
Authorities say the 29-year-old woman began life-saving measures on one of the 15-year-olds, but left the scene before medical...
She got scared.
Yeah, people arrived. Yeah. Yes. Now, thank God, some folks saw what was happening and alerted authorities. The boys were taken to the hospital. They have made a full recovery. Thank God.
Yeah, no kidding.
So the kids are okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the 29-year-old woman has been arrested. She has been charged with two counts of endangering the welfare of a child. A 29-year-old woman hanging out and smoking an unknown substance with two 15-year-old boys.
Yeah.
How did that connection form?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, granted, I'd have been stupid enough at 15 to smoke anything a 29-year-old woman gave.
Yeah,
I think most boys would be.
Right? Like, one, you're
going to... Well, I get, like, as a 15-year-old, why you're interested in this situation.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't get how you get wrapped up in it at 29.
I agree with you there. Yeah. But, like, what could the connection have been? And why would a 29-year-old, if the allegations are true, expose herself to this situation with two 15-year-old boys?
Yeah. It can only go down a creepy path.
Well, not necessarily.
I can't. What other path would that be?
So let's talk about that.
I mean, that's a heavy substance you're letting some kids smoke.
Alleged heavy substance. All right. So
whatever. It didn't agree with them.
Let's go down the non-creepy path.
Because
there are common stories of older cousins, uncles, aunts, even parents giving underage kids alcohol.
Yeah.
We've also heard, Kimmy, stories of cousins, uncles, aunts, even parents smoking pot with their teenagers.
Sure.
But are there more extreme examples of that old story?
Like that where there were harder like narcotics?
Harder substances. Because narcotics is, I mean, that's a thin definition, right? Like, remember bath salts a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Would that be defined as a narcotic?
I don't know what it was to begin with.
Neither do I.
Like you're just using it the wrong way.
Because you could buy that at a store over the counter.
It was legal. Right. It was legal. Like, 252-WCMF. 252-9263. What was the most hardcore substance you did with someone older when you were a kid? And how did you come to know that person that provided you the substance?
I'm guessing usually it's a relative.
Yeah, I always assumed it was through a family. Whether that person
was a family member
or knew a family member. Because, you know, I think you also kind of want to look cool to those younger people.
And every family, I don't care who you are, how hoity-toity you are, everybody got that one Scuzz cousin.
Oh, a scuzzin?
Scuzzin. Everybody got a scuzzin, and he's coming over today. You know what I'm talking about.
Or it could be an aunt, too, an aunt or uncle.
Oh, a scant?
A scant.
Oh, yeah, there's scants out there.
Yeah, like the youngest.
But usually that scant raised that scuzzin. Because the scuzzin don't ball from
the scant.
So you're telling me there's scant and scuzzin out there?
Scant and a scuzzin.
Scuzzin and a scant. Okay.
Here's your meth.
Look, normally I would agree with you, but I think in that situation, yes, a cousin, aunt, whatever, would give you alcohol, but they know how to handle their alcohol. They think they can watch you. Same with marijuana. When you are giving a family member
you didn't know it was in it yourself.
Okay.
But you thought it was one thing and it turned out not to be.
Okay. See, I would argue the most common example of teenagers doing harder things with adults would be kids that have jobs with grown-ass people.
Oh, yeah.
Like the teen host or hostess busboy that goes to the party with the 25 to 35-year-old employees at named the restaurant.
Or hosts the party.
Exactly. Because you want to fit in. And those older folks, you're right, Kimmy, there are those people, they have made mistakes in life, but they could still look cool to that 15, 16, 17-year-old
kid. Yeah, that's the first time.
They got their own place.
I think that's
a pool table.
That's the first time I ever had like hard liquor, like straight whiskey, was at work.
All right, so if we're going to get past what an adult would be willing to give a teenager, getting past alcohol, getting past marijuana, what would be the most common harder substance? Is it coke?
Well, it would have to be coke, meth.
Well, okay, meth is like, meth's in a world of its own. LSD?
LSD.
Do you consider LSD harder than marijuana?
I mean, you're going to hallucinate.
Well, there are, like, almost immediately. Yeah.
There are people that argue LSD is less dangerous than alcohol.
Yeah, but that was Timothy Leary.
Whether or not
still here, by the way, just saying.
Is he really?
I have no idea. He's probably dead.
Whether or not it's more dangerous or less dangerous.
All that LSD that he did, you know, I'm sorry.
If you're expecting to get, you know, marijuana high and you end up with a completely different experience, you're going to be alarmed.
Yeah, unless that marijuana was laced with something.
No, I mean, Kimmy brought that up a second ago. Yeah. But I'll be honest with you, man. Like, okay, the D.A.R.E. program scared the hell out of me. And, I mean, it didn't keep me from becoming a drunk or a pack-a-day smoker. But I was not trying a damn thing past pot because I was convinced, because of Len Bias, I was going to die right in that moment, right? But I can't for sure say if some, you know, 25 to 30-year-old woman that I worked
co-worker.
With. Comic when we were on the road said, you need to do this. Here, try it now. That I wouldn't have been convinced in the moment to try it.
Yeah. Just and to see what it does.
I mean, short of even meth. I mean, you know, you're a kid. You don't know how severe these things are. Right?
Yeah.
Huh? You know, it's funny. You're sitting here going, oh, I can't believe the story. Again, we're talking about this 29-year-old woman out in Holly.
Yeah.
She's accused of providing two 15-year-old kids with an unknown substance to smoke. Police say the kids became unresponsive after smoking it. She started to give life-saving measures to one of them, but left the scene before medical folks arrived. Thank God the kids were taken to the hospital. They made a full recovery. But she has been charged with two counts of endangering the welfare of a child. You have this story, and you've forgotten.
Which one?
When you were 12, you dropped acid in summer school.
Yeah, but that was just from another kid in class.
Another 12-year-old?
Yeah, that was a kid that brought it in. So he had it in a jar. We tried it. Yeah, so I was a kid. But he was a kid.
Yeah, you're probably going to trust a fellow classmate.
But where would
even though you shouldn't.
Where would a 12-year-old get mushrooms? They had to get them from somebody older.
Probably his brother or something like that. Who knows?
But like, I was close with my brother.
Yeah.
I could not in a million years imagine giving my little brother coke or shrooms or anything like that.
Yeah, but he could have stole it out of the room. Who the hell knows how the kid got it?
Right. They got their hands on it.
Fair enough. Matt writes us on Instagram, Duffy and W. Nope, never mind.
We did get a message, and this person's not wrong. Everyone has a skunkle, a cool skunkle. Uncle that smells like skunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. So we got the skunkle, the scant. And the cousin.
And they're all coming over at some point.
Okay. It's a sad kind of person who shares this kind of stuff with an underage kid, right?
Yeah, but I've done it. You, number one.
You. Yeah, look what you did to me, you monster.
And then I told you when I was mid-20s.
Uh-huh.
This girl was 19, throwing a party at work. And at that time, the drinking age went up to 21, and I was trying to have sex with this young woman.
Okay.
So I agreed to buy her alcohol for her party. So I went to the liquor store to buy her alcohol for the party, where I could have been really effed up, like long-term jail.
Yeah.
Didn't get laid. But you do things, dumb things in life. I told you this story
before. Yeah, no, I know. It doesn't make it any better when you tell it again.
I know.
Keep telling it and then eventually be being like, oh, okay, well, in that
case. I mean, guys do things for some tail.
Well, you know, Kimmy, he does make a good point. Katai guy, guys do things for some tail.
That was going to be my defense when I went to court.
Katai guy, guy.
Katai, hi, ha, hi, ha.
Matt
no
writes,
tail.
Matt writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, drug counselor and recovering addict here. This story has K2 written all over it. Do you remember K2?
Yeah.
That sounds like something you could also buy at the store.
It was. So
it was, yeah.
I have a personal experience with this from back in the day. It was the scariest night of my life.
It kind of like went viral on YouTube, right? Like there were videos of people posting of themselves doing it.
So what is it?
Because you could just buy it over the counter.
So it was called synthetic marijuana. That's how they marketed it.
Oh, you did it here.
No, I didn't do it here. Oh. I did it. Okay. So I had friends that used this, and they used it and got high.
Yeah.
And they were fine. And they go, look, man, it's legal. You can go to the store. And the only reason I wasn't smoking pot at that point, other than the paranoia, is I didn't want to get arrested.
Yeah.
I was traveling all over the country. So I go, okay, this is legal. My thought process being a kid is it must be safe. I was like 18, 19,
they
20 years old.
They wouldn't sell it to me if it wasn't safe.
So me and my brother, my brother's going to watch me do it. I'm going to smoke this K2.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like your safe person?
Well, he didn't
spotter.
He didn't want to try it. And in retrospect, good idea. So I smoke it. And I'm like, I don't feel anything. And in a matter of 20 minutes.
Knocked you out?
No, I wasn't knocked out. I was straight up losing time.
Oh, so like you were hallucinating.
I mean, I guess you would call it that, but like I would be in one part of the room, then I'm in the other. Then I'm here, I'm blacking out.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm look, man.
What a ride.
You know how much I drink. I never have ever blacked out when I drink, so I don't know what's happening. I went into full-blown panic mode. I thought I was dying.
Yeah.
I legitimately thought I was dying.
So close.
My brother called the ambulance.
He did?
Yes, because he was so terrified. I was terrified. They put me in the back of the ambulance, right?
Oh, wow.
And now, from the moment I smoked it to the moment I got into the back of the ambulance was about an hour. And I was convinced I was dead. I was terrified. So as I got in the ambulance and we're driving there, that's when the craziness started to fade. And I was just high out of my mind.
Yeah.
And I remember telling these nice people in the back of the ambulance.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I go, you know, how do people do heroin and meth? And function and go to work every day, and I buy something over the counter, and I'm hanging out with you in the back of this goddamn ambulance. It was the most insane, scary night of my life.
And I've seen you really have some scary nights.
252 WCMF. I always appreciate people that call and give a unique perspective.
Okay.
Because it can be hard to be honest about things that you've done in the past.
Well, I was just honest. You made a face.
Well, yeah, but I know you. You're the K2 of friends. Melissa's on CMF. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
I'm all right.
What do you got for us?
So, former hard drug user, clean for about 18 years.
Congratulations.
But back during my time,
okay.
I was this woman I used to use with underage kids, and I supplied it sometimes, and it was messed up.
So, how old were the kids, and how old were you?
So, I was in my early to mid-20s, I would say, maybe, you know, 22 to 24-ish. And the youngest kid was in high school. He was, like, 17.
How did you get to know these kids?
So I had a friend who was, like, 20, 21, who I used, and they were friends with them and kind of brought them. And I had more access because I had a car, I had friends, yada yada, and so I could supply.
Okay, and when we're talking hard drugs, like what are we talking here?
Meth was my drug of choice.
All right, so you were smoking meth with teenage kids in your 20s?
I was.
All right, so Melissa, I mean, look, you know, 18 years clean, that's really impressive. I mean,
it is.
We all grow up and realize the terrible things that we've done. And you know, okay,
so,
all right, so Melissa, that being said, do you know what happened to those people you were doing this stuff with?
So the high school kid, he ended up getting his act cleaned up, a couple years later. He's doing amazing now. He's got a wife. He's got a whole crop of kids. He's doing fantastic. The girl that introduced me to him really effed her life up for a long time, and I lost touch with her, and I couldn't tell you, but yeah, she was bad. It was
all right.
Bad.
Wait, there's no reunion? You guys get together every 10 years?
No, unfortunately
no meth
not.
Reunion?
No meth reunion. I'm good on that. Thank you.
Everybody's itching.
Well, Melissa, congrats on your sobriety. Thanks for the story. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good rest of the day. Thank God the kid turned out okay. Could you imagine the guilt you would have to live with?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know, like if you made a 15-year-old kid an alcoholic because you were taking them out, drinking with them every
day. Yeah, that would have to stay with you forever, man. That would haunt you.
Yeah.
Every day at work, you would see his face hovering above a microphone, reminding you of the one time you tried to be kind to a child.
One time! It was like 50 times!
It is kind of funny because you're dressed like a skunkle today. You fit the profile.
All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like I had a sneeze, but I haven't sneezed. Hold on, I'm sorry. Stand by.
You know what I hear?
What's that?
It's that goldenrod.
Well, no, I just went outside and did my lap, and now I got to stand.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, my God.
What do you want me to do?
Is that how you blow your nose?
Well, I could feel like I got a boog up there.
Does that, like, happen when somebody becomes a father? Like, they automatically now have to blow their nose in the most obnoxious way with the most obnoxious sound.
Okay, I have a CPAP machine, and anyone with a CPAP machine can back me up. You get hard boogs up there.
Well, you got to clean it.
Well, yes, I do clean the CPAP machine.
But about your face?
Flying is not the most pleasant experience.
No, not at all.
With the exception of spending first-class money, that experience is going to be uncomfortable, time-consuming, frustrating. So why not, if you're going to already be uncomfortable, find the best deal you can?
So where they got going? I got there.
Let me tell you where they got. This would, hands down, be the best deal you could get in the air. It's just going to make that already hard situation a little bit harder.
Right.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, just after 8:45, 8:50. The Buffalo Bills did their annual press conference yesterday. And, Kimmy, it looks like they are stepping up in this department that for years and years and years and years they fell behind on at the stadium.
Yeah. I think they've been really making a push for this, I would say, the last two seasons.
That being said, it doesn't matter.
No,
you could have
it doesn't
the best,
matter at all.
Best food on the planet inside that stadium. The most world-class chefs do not reside inside the four walls of Highmark Stadium. They reside in Lot 2G.
Mm.
And we'll get to it just after 8:50 here in the break room on CMF. Frontier Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
They are a discount carrier. And they are offering right now what might be the best deal in the history of airfare.
Wow.
At this moment, you can go to their website and spend $299 for their Go Wild All You Can Fly annual pass.
Wait, I can fly?
All you can fly.
All year for $300?
You heard what I said. Unlimited flights.
Damn.
$300, 12 months.
Oh, my God. Why not?
Okay. So there are a few catches. One, you can only book the day before a flight domestically.
Oh.
Or 10 days before an international flight.
All right. All right. Wait, they fly international?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that in a second. Right. So it looks like they're using this idea to fill empty seats on their plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You can book further in advance if you want, but there is an extra fee involved for that. No word on what that fee is. You're also paying for everything else. You have to pay for your every bag, every drink, taxes, and fees for every flight.
Yeah. So but if you do a lot of this, you're going to be on way on the up.
You're right. Oh, by the way, this also doesn't guarantee you a seat where you're going to go. There has to be an open seat on the flight the day before.
But it kind of sounds like there is, based on the fact that they're doing this promotion. Sounds like they got a lot of half-filled planes.
So let's put a pin in that. We'll loop back around. And this is also just for you. You can't get tickets for other people.
Yeah, but you and your wife pony up $600.
You got it.
Nice.
Okay, there are also a bunch of blackout dates for the busiest travel days of the year.
The holidays.
That being said, Frontier does have some very intriguing travel destinations. They fly to Vegas, Miami, San Juan, Denver, New York City, Punta Cana, Montego Bay, L.A., among other places. They actually have a pretty astonishingly large group of cities they fly into.
They got a direct flight to Tehran, right?
Well, are you looking for a little summer vacation?
Yeah, a little something different.
Is it worth it?
Go out there for a falafel. Yeah, I think I mean, if you got the time, like a retiree.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would make sense
like
if you're
brothers?
Not working. Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do it?
Okay, so you're all in on this. $300, it's worth the risk.
I don't see where the risk is.
Okay. This is why you're such a sucker. Well, you are the suckiest sucker that ever sucked.
There's always going to be a little bit of a risk because
but so what?
I mean, if you're planning a trip, chances are you already booked a hotel or wherever you're staying, you may have already put in to rent a car or have plans.
But if you can fly
somewhere, like I guess if you can get your money back for all that stuff, fine.
If you don't mind like going into a hotel and just getting a room right then and there.
Yeah.
Scoring your rent a car or just getting an Uber. Like you're going to have to fly a little loose or travel a little loose, but man, you can land and just get an Uber. Go to start shopping hotels like in Florida. Usually when you go to Florida, there's 10 hotels on a strip.
Okay.
You're going to get a room.
So your bougie ass in that striped shirt is going to just go into any hotel that's available.
Yeah.
Well, no, it actually
The beach is all the same once you get out there.
I believe there was a time in your life where you would do that. I don't think you would do that now.
No, Kimmy, he may be able to pull this off because airlines do treat NCAA basketball referees very special. Here's why you're a sucker.
Why am I sucking sucker?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Your argument was, well, there's probably going to be seats on the plane because they're offering this to fill seats.
Sounds like they're hurting.
So not only would you be fighting with everyone trying to pay full boat for an actual ticket, you're now in a race the day before, every single day, with everyone who buys one of these passes.
Sure.
And the price is so low, $300.
Yeah.
That there are going to be people that go, screw it, I'll just buy it to see how it works.
Yeah.
So if the more of these they sell, and they're going to sell a ton of these things.
I would think eventually,
the lower the percentage is that you get a seat where you want to go.
But I'm thinking like somebody your dad's retired.
Yeah.
Got a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah, but he's also so picky with this kind of stuff. Like, I don't think he could just do something. I don't think he could fly by the seat of his pants.
Didn't your dad fly with your husband and refuse to sit next to him on the plane?
Yes, because he wanted first class. He wanted extra leg room.
He left
her
husband in coach and flew for
that boy's got a lot of leg.
Yeah, like he is not somebody who would be able to do this. Like flying Southwest stresses him out because he doesn't have a seat already chosen.
I think I could do this because I like to fly.
I know you do. So you would just take flights to fly.
I mean, just to try different cities and go to different places. Like, I've never been to San Diego.
Okay.
I'd love to go to San Diego. And I would do this, and I'll find a place to stay in San Diego just to knock around San Diego
Weird you say you've never been to San Diego because you look like in the pictures of everyone that founded San Diego.
I do have a question. When you go, let's say you're booking your flight, you're able to get that flight a day ahead of time. Does that also come with a ticket home, or
no, that's
do you
one way.
Also have to
yes.
jump
hope,
back the same way? Probably.
Hope that when it comes time that you want to leave, you can get on a flight back to where you came from.
She's right.
So you can't book a round trip, or you got to do it all the same process coming back.
I believe it's just one way, but I could be wrong.
But you'd have to be a retiree or somebody that's got like a lot of time and money.
Money, yeah.
All right. Well, it turns out there may actually be one further problem for us here in Rochester.
Yeah.
You're hanging out, or what am I doing? We're talking about this story. Frontier Airlines discount carrier, they are offering a $299 Go Wild All You Can Fly annual pass. It's unlimited tickets, all year long. The catches are you can only book the day before the flight. It sounds like they're trying to fill empty planes with this thing. You are paying for your bags, drinks, taxes, and fees for every flight, so it's not totally free every time you fly. It does not guarantee you a seat having this. It's just for you, and there are a bunch of blackout dates, but there aren't as many blackout dates as you would think.
Well, I got to figure it's got to be Thanksgiving, yeah. Major. Yeah.
The busier
Christmas.
Times.
4th of July, Memorial Day, yeah. Like the big holidays. But outside of that, so the other potential problem for us specifically in Rochester.
Yeah.
There was a time.
There was a traveling time.
Thank you. Where Frontier Airlines operated out of the Frederick Douglass Rochester International Airport and Awning Emporium.
That ain't no more?
Yeah, that ended in 2023. Oh. But it looks like Frontier still flies out of Buffalo Syracuse. So you can get your $300.
For now.
Yeah, good point. But even if they are going to operate forever, Kimmy,
yeah.
You get your $300 ticket. But there's an hour drive either way, yeah. To do it, and you would have to add in spending money to park for, yeah. However long you're gone.
I feel like a lot of people do that anyways, though.
Yeah, just to beat the prices.
Yeah.
And I guess you could also see that as a benefit because it may double your odds onto getting into flight somewhere.
Bigger airport.
And being able to get home, right? Because now you have Syracuse or Buffalo to choose.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never flown out of Syracuse.
Me either. I've never seen that airport.
I've flown in and out of it once. And we had to fly. It was a connecting flight.
Oh.
So we flew to Syracuse and then flew to Rochester.
Really?
Why?
It was a 15. It was just a weird thing on U.S. It was U.S. Air.
Okay. What year was this?
I'm going back a few years.
Okay.
But we flew into Syracuse, dropped those people off, and then we flew on to Rochester. And it was like, I'd never been in a plane for 15 minutes.
Right.
Like that.
No kidding.
Like, you're like, I'm looking at the highway.
That would freak me the hell out, man.
It was a little weird.
Because the whole thing is takeoff and landing.
Yes, yeah, so that's about all you did.
I would demand a drink when we got up.
Yeah, they only served me two drinks.
So here's the other thing about this, right? $299, no matter how complicated the situation would be, is still unbelievably cheap.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone loves to save a buck.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think no matter what you are purchasing, there is a point, even if you love a deal, where something is so inexpensive, you get suspicious.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too good to be,
yeah.
True.
Right? Like, in this situation, I don't know what the fees cost. Are they ridiculously high? Are the chances I get my seat way lower than we're assuming in this room? Is there something about the flying experience on Frontier that makes this a $300 a year kind of airline?
Well, I mean, once they get past 10,000 feet, they start hitting you up for gas money. And you may experience shrubbery.
I've never flown Frontier. Like, to 252 WCMF, to the folks that have flown Frontier, is this deal worth it for what you get on a flight to Frontier?
I think you just don't expect much. Yeah. Just expect a flight to your...
You're just getting from point A to point B.
Yeah, right? You're just getting there. It's like taking a bus or a car. You just want to get there.
It's easy to say that.
Yeah.
But we all have these things in our heads that we expect that we don't realize we expect. Like where all of a sudden you're up in the air or you're going through the boarding process or you're deplaning or whatever and you go like, wait a minute. This sucks and it sucks hard. Like, what's the legroom situation?
You probably ain't getting much.
Is it two seats side by side, one seat side by side? Do I get to pick? Oh, by the way, you also don't get to pick your seat with this deal. It's whatever's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. You could be stuck anywhere. And if you don't mind, I mean, seats are the toughest thing with people.
Yeah.
If you're traveling with somebody, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't care where I sit, my wife does.
Where does your wife want to sit?
Well, she wants to sit next to you.
No, she doesn't actually. I've talked to her about this.
Yeah, she actually wants a separate flight. But she always wants to sit up front. To get off first.
Oh, okay.
Like most people. You know, you don't want to be stuck in the back.
But I'm 39. I've never even thought of that. Like you just, right now I just realized I could get off sooner if I sit up front.
Yeah.
I feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
But go on, I'm sorry.
But no, I've never cared where I sat, you know. So she's like, I don't care where we sit, man. You know, because like I just want to get there.
So there's one more sketchy thing maybe about this.
What? All right.
It automatically renews every year. So like if you give me your credit card number. Unless you cancel.
Yeah, you cancel. Yeah,
the
right.
Subscription. And by the way, this $299 deal, it's half price. They normally offer this for $599 a year. So I would assume that if it renews, it's going to kick back up to $600.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something a little suspicious to an airline using the same billing techniques as a streaming service trying to snatch me with a free trial. Right? That's a little suspicious.
Okay.
14 days of Peacock. Oh, my God, $45 a month. Like, this is they're flying planes with that.
Yes.
No?
I know.
252 WCMF. Okay, so none of us have flown Frontier.
Mm.
But Janine has. She's on CMF. Hey, Janine, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
What's going on?
So we went to Florida a couple years ago, and my husband had to fly down a day later, so he booked his on Frontier. And we booked a couple months ahead of time. And apparently they canceled the flight and never told us. So he got to the airport and nobody was at the counter. Nothing was going on. So he had to find another airline to fly on that day. So we will never fly on Frontier again.
So, they're
not even giving you an alert on an app that
nobody was there.
Canceled.
No. Nothing. Nobody was there. If the counter was empty, there was nobody.
Hold on, Janine. I'm not here to call you a liar, but are you sure? As a husband who doesn't pay attention to anything, are you sure?
No, I booked it for him.
So you're a bad wife.
Known.
Okay, yeah. Man, that's insane.
Yeah. Obviously.
I've never heard of that.
All right, so after that experience, you would not be paying $300 for unlimited flights.
I wouldn't pay anything for that.
Not a dime.
No.
Again,
none of my money.
Yeah, no.
All right, well, Janine, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Janine. I don't believe that story. You cannot tell me not a text.
It sounds insane because they send you all these alerts on your phone.
If it is weird though, nobody was there.
Yes.
Either.
Yeah, we're off today.
Joey brings up an interesting point here on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, as we talk about this unlimited $299 Frontier fly for free all year long mega ticket thing they got going on. He says this sounds like the airline version of a timeshare, and he's dead on.
Yeah, and people love those.
But that's just it. This is why, again, you're a sucker, because you're like, yeah, this is great. Flight timeshare. Sky time share. I don't even like to fly. But I kind of want to do it just to experiment and see what happens.
Hey, you might go to some unique cities you've never been to.
But I hate to fly. You know how I feel about low budget airlines too? I know it's not statistically true, but it feels like it's going to crash.
It's not going to. It's the same experience. They use the same systems, gas.
You could talk to me till you're blue in the face. Everything you're saying is logical.
All flying into the same airport.
Right.
I don't like it.
Well, I wonder, when you land at these major hubs, where your gate is.
Oh, my God. I was going to make fun of him, but you're so obsessed with where your gate is. It's so weird.
Well, because Rochester always gets busted.
I got to walk a half a mile to get to my gate.
You get that busted gate from Rochester where you just keep walking past all these other, here's Toledo. No, not you. Keep going. What's that? Columbus? No, keep going.
We'll take one more call. Because, again, we're trying to gather as much Frontier information as possible, even though they no longer fly out of the Rochester International Airport and Awning Emporium. Mark's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Mark, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
Good, Mark, what's up?
So the guy, we were going down to Florida, and we booked at the last minute, cheap $79. We get there, it's $90 for our bags. So when you say fees and taxes and all that stuff, it's going to be more. No water, no nothing, and the seats don't recline. You're packed in like sardines. It's kind of like Spirit, but worse.
Worse than Spirit. All right, so can you carry anything on, or are you paying for everything you bring on that plane?
You can carry a small carry-on that only fits in the seat in front of you, but those seats are so small, anything other than a very small backpack won't fit underneath the seat in front of you, and they try to get you to pay for it to put it in the overhead once you get on.
Wait, they charge you for the overhead?
Yes.
And they can charge you after you already board?
The carry-on was more than our actual seats.
Wait, so it's $90 to put something in the overhead?
Correct.
God.
And that sucks because Mark's got a voice that sounds like he's got big pants that he
couldn't
fit in.
Yeah, big pant boy.
Are you a big pants guy, Mark?
Kinda,
He's a wide boy.
We need a number.
Carry a lot of stuff between,
Okay, Mark, we need a number on the waist, though, to figure out if you have big pants. What's your waist?
36.
Oh, that's average pants.
Oh, he's a 40.
Yeah. No, you think so? Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes 36, Mark. We'll wrap it up with this.
That would suck because that's a surprise fee that you don't see coming until the day of, and at that point, it's too late.
Well, and here's the thing. You can find $90 one-way flights on, legitimate airlines.
Yeah, probably.
No, that's true. Yeah.
All right, Bill wraps it up with this. We are not getting any positive reviews from Frontier.
Well, you're only going to hear the worst
stories.
That's
true. She is right.
Bill writes us, I flew Frontier to Denver once. I've had better experiences riding in the back of pickup trucks in the rain. It blows. Oh, my God. Now I'm getting super long messages. All right, we got to move on. We don't have time. Thanks, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills Ravens Sunday Night Football live.
Damn.
In prime time right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Hey, what do you do? Where do you go?
Well, you got two options. First of all, you can go hang out at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Shiloh.
Yeah, buddy. Going to be exciting.
Yep. The coolest, loosest man in Rochester.
I'd be loosening that caboose, baby.
Tommy Mulay will be watching the game for our WCMF home field advantage. It is back every Bills game. We will be hanging out at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Shiloh. So go hang out with Tommy. Sunday night. I'm not going to say what you want to say. We'll get more into that tomorrow. It's gross. You know it's gross.
Not gross. It's part of life.
Okay. The other option you have, if you want to watch the game.
What do I do?
Well, go to the stadium.
Oh.
Go buy a ticket. And the Bills are trying to entice people, which is funny, Kimmy, because every ticket is sold out for the whole season. They don't need to do this.
Not this year. No.
Yesterday, they did their annual food option press conference.
That's a thing?
Yes, at Highmark Stadium. It's a new thing that all...
Yeah, kind of introduce you to the new menu.
Right. Yeah, the Red Wings do it. Yeah. You know, the Amherst do it. They bring out media members. They make enough food for all of them to try, and then they take pictures of it and put it on TV.
Yeah.
Quick sidebar. You know, we have Dan Mason on all the time, general manager of the Red Wings. I would consider him a friend, right? We all go way back.
Yeah.
We've never...
No,
once
I mean, this is...
Been invited to the innovative field.
We don't
want
to complain.
No, I'm complaining right now. No, I'm complaining right now.
But, like, you know, that is, I feel a little left out. That's all I'm saying.
So that being said.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they roll out this food. And credit to the Bills, because for decades, the food in that stadium was inedible.
Okay.
It was, like, base stuff, usually kind of cold. It was, you were just eating something to put something in your stomach.
It was and even then, I didn't want to eat it. You know, I eat anything.
You almost didn't bother, you know?
What do you mean, almost?
I'm not going to, while I'm drinking, I'm not going to, like.
You'll eat anything.
I'll eat anything.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you ask?
Yeah.
Are you ready to go home?
No, there's so many avenues we could go, Mom, but that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's gross, man. All right. Anyway, getting back to the story. Give me, this food looks really good.
It does. And I've
but
seen.
But it's a picture of food.
No, there was videos, you idiot.
Well, it's still
it's
a picture.
It's not like your time where everyone's reading, like, the Times of Time Wayne. Well, shut up. Get the hell out of my face. I'm so sick of your ass.
No, and I've seen, and I don't, I'm sure that this is intentional too, but a lot of influencers last year were posting about the food. Like, they'd get into the stadium early to get their hands on different.
So is it new stuff?
For example, they have what's called the Pork Knox, named after Dawson Knox. Pulled pork, pineapple, crispy onions, jalapenos on a sub roll. They have the Barbie, they got a nice barbecue bowl. The Dock Side, named after Deion Dawkins.
Yeah.
Jerk chicken, pineapple salsa, cilantro aioli on a pretzel roll. That looks really good.
Trying to appeal to the foodies in the stands. Okay.
Ahi tuna pokey nachos.
Okay, so that's
pokey nachos.
Semi-raw tuna.
Yep. Yeah.
But you're really rolling the dice there, man.
But I'm saying, it's like a lot of higher-end stuff.
Right. Yeah, but okay.
All right, that being said, now I don't know if this is stuff available to everybody, if it's just available to the folks that have tickets in the club, but it doesn't matter. The Bills could have the greatest food that ever existed inside the walls of that stadium.
Yeah.
And no one's buying it.
No.
Really? Because the reputation's just destroyed.
No, that's not it.
I don't think it's that.
What is it?
I just think it's not a place you're looking to eat at.
I'll go further. It doesn't matter what chef is in that stadium. You are never going to match what is going on in the parking lot.
No.
Yeah, but what if I don't tailgate?
All the good food is pregame.
What do you mean, what if you don't? Everybody who doesn't tailgate.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people at that stadium don't tailgate.
Oh,
even
really?
If you don't go hard and you're tailgating, like, people still get there early. Like, nobody gets there right before the start of kickoff.
Did you just
it's
say,
pretty rare.
Did you just say there are people that don't tailgate?
Yeah, I would think people don't tailgate.
Nobody walks in to a Bills game. Right out of their car. Are you out of your mind?
So you're saying they go super early like you and start eating
maybe
the sandwiches?
Maybe not
and
super
boots.
Early, but you're still getting there a little early to like set up and make sure you're there so you're not waiting in line to get into the parking lot.
All right, so you're bringing a sandwich.
No, you're an idiot. How are you going to tell me?
Everybody grills.
I am there every week. Every single week. Yes. Yes!
Wonderful.
I love how you're going to sit here and tell me what the experience of a Bills parking lot is. I have never met anybody in my life that has shown up at 12:30 and walked into the stadium.
You're not showing up at 12:30.
That makes you a psychopath.
You're not setting up this elaborate spread with all that crap.
No, but there are going to be people that are willing to offer you whatever you want while you're walking through the parking
lot. If you're not setting up your own tailgate, you're going to find a tailgate.
Yeah, but I don't want to eat somebody else's food. That's weird.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean people you know, not some stranger.
No,
although that is also possible.
I eat strangers' food all the time. Weekly Bills tailgaters have a PhD in parking lot culinary. Some of the best food in your life that you will ever had gets cooked on that
asphalt sure it's good.
Before that game. And the food runs a gamut, by the way. What a dream up. Someone is making it, and when you put it in your mouth in that parking lot, it blows you the F away. I told you, I had, God, what was it? I don't think it was Indonesian.
They came down from Toronto.
Yeah, they were.
I think they were Indonesian.
Was it Indonesian?
Yeah.
But whatever it was.
Rusteti. What'd you eat?
Malaysian.
Same thing.
Malaysian food. They brought like a big like flat grill, like a round traditional whatever.
It was like meat though, right?
It was meat and rice, and it was the most unbelievable food I had ever had in my life. Made in a parking lot with a bunch of Malaysian people.
Right. I've never gone into a game in my entire life hungry. Ever.
Preach.
Like usually you're so full you can't stuff any more food into your face.
And there's a further problem with this, Kim.
What's that?
Maybe you want a snack midway through the game. Like, maybe you want a pretzel or something.
I don't eat the pretzels.
But I have never gotten the pretzels.
Do not eat the pretzels.
But I've never...
They look good while you're drunk. They're the worst pretzels ever.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
How do I screw up a pretzel?
I've never even been tempted. Like, you know how, like, if you're at a Wings game and you smell somebody's food next to you, you're like, man, I got to get that. I got to go try that. I've never had that thought.
No, I'm with you 100%. Look, I love pretzels. I live for pretzels.
Yeah, they're delicious.
And I get drunk, and probably every third game, I fall for it.
The big pretzel.
And I go get the pretzel. Well, no, because they sell them in, like, ropes. It's like a pretzel rope.
Oh, yeah.
It's always, like, baseball bat hard.
Oh.
And every time, I'm like,
I thought you
go.
Liked that. Big old hard baseball bat in your mouth, boy. Full of salt and mustard.
Dear God, man. Why'd you put mustard on it?
Because it's a pretzel. What did you think it was?
Yeah, okay. Just making sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah. So this all ends next year.
Because
the tailgating is going to get scaled back. Your jackass
is
It's
going to be a little different. We don't know what it's going to look like
You're not going to stain up the new stadium.
Well, you'll still have the private lots.
Yeah, there's too many private lots to eliminate tailgating. Unless they pass a law in Orchard Park that bans tailgating, which they're not going
to
do.
But it's going to be harder to tailgate, I'm assuming.
Oh, no, I think there will be...
Less of it.
It's hard
area to do it.
Well, no, because like it's hard to tell, one, if they're going to try and cut back on the tailgating in the park.
Because they want you to buy that food in the stadium.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But... If you try to take tailgating away, you will keep people from buying tickets. I'm telling you
now. Take away that atmosphere that's famous.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, look, the best part about going to a Bills game is when you pay for that ticket, which is already expensive, at least for the next 10 games, you don't just get the game experience. You get an extra 4 hours ahead of time.
Yeah.
You're paying for 12 Boozing. Hours. Yeah, but 12 hours of entertainment from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night when I get home from the game.
We're also forgetting about like the most difficult part of stadium food that happens maybe like the second half of the season. You can't eat nachos with gloves on.
Speak for yourself. Here's
you're
how you
gonna
do
get
it.
Nacho cheese. All that stuff that's piled on those nachos is gonna get all over you. It's not a good stadium food when you're bundled up.
I will explain. You ready? It's very important. Okay. If you're good at Jenga, you can do this.
Yeah, but who's good at that type of balance after they've had a day of drinking?
You're not thinking outside the box.
Okay.
All right. You get the nachos.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get the nachos.
You get the nachos. Then you get the women. You hold the bottom of the nachos. Yeah. You don't even have to use your hands. There will always be chips sticking out of the side.
No.
And you eat it with just your hands.
No, you don't.
So you just pull it off the plate like a dog sneaking it off at a cocktail party.
You're eating nachos face first.
Yeah, hand to God.
Do you run over into the corner, eat it real fast? And what do you got over there?
I'm telling you,
there's certain foods that just hard to eat like if you got gloves on and
how do you
you're bundled
eat like
up.
That?
I'm out.
That's so
way
gross.
Too difficult.
It's a football game.
I get it, but that's the players. Have some couth. Use your hands.
252-WCMF. Bills do their annual new food press conference at the stadium. It doesn't matter, even though the stuff looks great. We are way too good at cooking in the parking lot to even consider your food. Brad's on CMF. Hey, Brad, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Duffy? How are you?
What's up?
Hey, I'm one of the best chefs you've ever eaten from in the parking lot.
So you're the guy that does the pizza in the filing cabinet, if I remember correctly?
No, I do the smoker in the filing cabinet.
I'm sorry. My apologies. That's Pizza Pete. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, I misspoke. Yeah, he cooks everything. He smokes things out of a filing cabinet.
That sounds so dangerous and toxic.
No, man. It's really, you can taste the lead. You can taste the lead in all the stuff that he's cooking. It's really good.
And his taxes.
Yeah, because I took it out of the office on Friday. It's got to be back to work Monday morning, you know?
No, but I mean, Brad, outside of the like unique things like smoking out of a filing cabinet, pizza out of a filing cabinet, I mean, like, you watch people, it's a sport in itself.
But I've had a lot of people just do, like, sandwiches and chips.
Oh, I'm going to keep saying what I say over and over again. No, you bitch.
Everybody's grilling.
If you're an idiot. You're an idiot. No one does sandwiches.
Oh, you want a sandwich? You want to go to the game and eat a sandwich?
No, he does sandwiches.
You don't eat a sandwich right now.
Nobody wants to eat sandwiches.
I've done sandwiches, but it's not just sandwiches. You have, like, you start maybe with the sandwiches, right, and then it progresses from there.
Amen, brother.
If it's a sandwich, it's gourmet. It's something that someone like cooked and then pressed on something. It's not a regular sandwich from freaking Wegmans, you moron.
Yeah, you moron! Brad, we'll see you out there Sunday. Go Bills, buddy.
I'll see you Sunday. Go Bills.
Go Bills. All right. Let's take a break.
Yeah, he sounds like a load of laughs.
He's awesome. Well, he's cooler.
Stand by his filing cabinet.
Pat
of
wants
filth.
More filing cabinet food, so he's not going to talk crap right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, I appreciate all of the filing cabinet food I get handed on Sundays. By the way, tomorrow, as we told you this morning, we get ready for this Bills-Ravens primetime game here. Our first Football Friday. Tommy will be making his picks just after 7:45.
Ooh, buddy boy.
The first Tommy Tells It Like It Is of the season. And around this time tomorrow,
Our
good friends from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger.
No, good guy.
And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
RD's coming?
He says that he has his outfits planned for the season already and that he's going to blow everybody away. Tomorrow, the boys recap their picks, recap Tommy's picks just after 9 o'clock. And if you are looking for all of the Bills content, you can.
Yeah, where do I go?
Well, you can download the podcast voted number one, done by Irish Brothers, born in the town of Gates.
All right.
The Let's Go Duffalo podcast, new one up right now, wherever you get your podcast, Odyssey app, iHeartRadio app, everyone's talking about it.
Oh, yeah. You, you too.
It's a good episode.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.